So, Mick Schumacher, I read with interest this weekend that he's still keen to make it into Formula One. As we know, he did race in Formula One for Haas 2 seasons, and that was pretty unsuccessful. So, Jad, what are the chances of Mick actually becoming a full-time Formula One driver?
Well, sadly, I have to say, I believe actually it's slim. It's a slim chance for him to come back to Formula One. Everyone wanted Mick Schumacher to make it in F1, you know? It would have been a very feel-good story. The son of the great Michael Schumacher comes into Formula One, emulates his father, wins championships. And he came to Formula One through the Ferrari Junior program. So you could see all the factors for success were there, but then there was this huge mistake when they placed him at Haas instead of putting him at Alfa Romeo to develop his skills. We have to be honest now that Mick didn't set the world alight. Even he won Formula 3, he won Formula 2 championships, but he didn't win them from the first time. He had to, I think, go through 2 seasons before he won the titles. On the other hand, a driver like Oscar Piastri won them for the first time of asking. Every time, boom, he took the championship. So Mick is a good driver, and I think if he was developed properly within a proper team that nurtures young talent, he would have delivered better results in Formula One, and maybe he would have been around. But sadly, that's not the case. And you know, end of the day, the piranha pool that F1 is, he couldn't make it. Now he's gone to endurance with Alpine. I feel he'll do a good job there because he's a smart racer, you know, and I feel he would be a good fit for endurance. But whether he can come back to F1, I really doubt it. He's going to be still the reserve at Mercedes, but what are the chances that, unless something, you know, happens with Lewis or with George, what are the chances he's going to be put in that car? I felt that maybe Toto Wolff would have pulled some strings with Williams and put him instead of Logan Sargeant. And we heard lots of rumors last season that that was the plan for Wolff. But end of the day, Williams went on with Sargeant. Honestly, that's a, you know, maybe there is the American connection with the Dorlton Capital that kept Sargeant there. But also, that's not a good thing for Mick. So, yeah, to sum things up, I think he should focus on racing and endurance. Maybe he's gonna do great stuff over there. We've seen so many F1 drivers, they leave Formula One and they go and do great stuff in endurance, in Indy, you know. And yeah, I think this is what Mick should do. I think he should focus on what he's doing right now, deliver the best performance he can. If something comes up and he has the chance to come back to F1, yeah. But if I were him, I wouldn't be focusing on F1. I'll just be putting my full focus on the WEC.
Yeah, it's hard to actually disagree with you. I mean, the chances are slim. Agreed. He takes time to learn. But the same could be said for quite a few drivers that are established in Formula One right now. But you're right. The superstars go in, win championships from the bat. And Mick didn't do that. And but he had quite a lot to prove in Formula One. But it went wrong from the minute they announced that he was going to go to Haas. And Günther Steiner basically ruined his career. Simple as that. I'm not going to go into detail. It's well known. I hold him liable. I know Michael would have never condoned the kind of treatment that Steiner meted out to his kid. I mean, I've been a karting dad, and you just do not speak to people like that. And oddly, Günther became the hero, and Mick became the zero. Will he make it back into Formula One? I think, as you said, it's a bit of a pipe dream for him. And of course, he's got to keep that as the cherry on the cake. But for now, his World Endurance Championship with Alpine, he's got to be focused on that. He's got to get as much mileage as possible. Sitting on the sidelines last year did him no good. I believe young drivers should be getting as much track time as possible. And Alpine, there'll be nowhere to hide because he'll be up with another two drivers, because there's normally two, I think, teammates, will keep him honest and see really how good he is. And for him to actually even ever be considered for Formula One again, just on merit through World Endurance Championship, he's got to beat his two teammates on pace and on out on track. That's where the most important rule of motor racing comes in. You've got to beat your teammates. You know that your teammates are the first guys you've got to beat. They're the benchmark. So Mick's got to be the guy that Alpine call to qualify because he's quicker than his teammates. And when the chips are stacked against a team or something needs to be done and they need a driver that can put out a lot of hot laps, it's got to be Mick. If he can shine on that level in the with Alpine and WEC in the hypercar category, then I think he's got a chance. But it's slim, as you said, it's slim.